Now, my sweet one, you have been waiting on your knees here so patiently for me. Let me look at you. Oh, so cute you are. Yes, you're allowed to look up at me. Come here, come a little bit closer. So, how are you feeling now, after waiting next to my desk? In these cute little boxer shorts of yours, and nothing else. Oh yes, I have time for you now. I can see that you have been thinking a lot, so tell me, my little prince, what's on your mind? What do you mean, you are conflicted? I don't think it's that weird, really, to be in a demanding position in your daily life and in a submissive position when you're next to me. Oh, I know that you're not what the broad mass might think about BDSM or submissive males, because most of them aren't educated, aren't they? Look at you. You're so sweet for me, you're so good. And I think you deserve a little reward. Do you want to kiss my hand? There you go. Now kiss my wrist. My forearm. Good. Well done, my little prince. You see, it doesn't make you less of a man when you're accepting these feelings. It doesn't make you weak. This felt good, didn't it? We are just accepting our true selves here and accepting what feels good. So you are allowed to kneel before me. And you can be both. You can be my cute little prince and my cute little man whore. Yes, and absolutely you can be a respected member of society. Why not? You're doing a great job. You're a working adult, so no, really, it doesn't make you less of a man. And it's good to accept this, that you need sometimes my gentle lead in your life. It feels nice, doesn't it? There's nothing unnatural about it. Don't think about traditional roles. They're bonkers anyway. There is no natural dominance in anyone. At least not because of any external factors. In fact, there are so many masculine, strong subs I know. And there are a lot of cute feminine or, let's say, more tender male subs too. And it's okay. And you, right here, right now, are just perfect for me. Come here. Place your hand on my lap, my dear little prince. Let me stroke your hair. You like this, don't you? You're being so good for me. Give me your hand and place it on my knee. Oh, is this a bulge I'm seeing? Oh, you're so needy when you're kneeling here. I hardly touched you at all, and you already need me. See? It's natural. It's good. So, when I let my hand glide down your bare upper body, all the way down to your bulge and rub it gently, it feels good. Now tell me, whose bulge is this? Yes, mine and? Yes, that's right. Yes, mistress. Good boy. My cute little prince, how about we're getting rid of these boxes so we don't ruin them any further, because what I'm seeing here is a little damp spot. You are allowed to get up. Come on. Good. And now, pull them down all the way. Let me see how much you need me. You haven't been touched in a while. Yes, I know you haven't been allowed to touch yourself for a while too. And I can see the results right in front of me here. It's beautiful. Come, sit in my lap. It's on my lap, isn't it? That's okay. You know I'm quite confident about my speech now. My little prince, I love to stroke you. You're already shivering. Look how cute you are. You really, really need to be milked, don't you? See, that's what I like about your personality. You're in a man's lot. Yes, let me stroke you a little bit more. Good, good, my little prince. Enjoy it. It's just me taking care of you here because you have been so good for me these last days. And now I want you to really, really savor this feeling. Come, lean back against my body. You can feel my curves even through my clothes.